Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. And let's read Psalm 63. Book of Psalms and Psalm 63. And then we will pray. A Psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. Amen. God wants us to be in the wilderness while we are waiting for Jesus to come and take us. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Hallelujah. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help. Therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. There shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this time you give us. Even as David said, we will seek you, Lord, every morning, O God. We seek your face. Lord, we will acknowledge your name always in our life. Thank you for a lot of things beautiful saving us. O God, without you in this world, we are perishing. No one to aid us but you. No one would help us but you. No one will provide for us but you. No one will heal us, O God, but you. Even Lord, as we be in despair, in days and nights with different kinds of trials and difficulties, but you are our comfort. You are our guidance. You are our hope, O God. I pray, comfort us, heal us, satisfy us even as we come to you as a church to worship you and serve you, Lord. You help, you guide, and you provide, O God. You strengthen, you protect, O Lord. You lift us up to go on and serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. O God, we thank you for all your goodness. Let's give thanks to God. Don't look to your problems. Give thanks to the remaining things that you have, to the good things that you have. We are far better, you are far better than many people. Give thanks to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for your blessings in our life. Lord, lead us, lead us, lead us, lead us. We thank you for our families, our good health, provision, the income, the resources, the answer of prayer. Lord, a lot of a blessing from every side. And we praise thee for all these good things that you give us in the name of Jesus. Let's now confess our sin and our foolishness, our shortcomings, the things that we have done wrong against God. Let's come and confess them and renounce them. Yes, O God, heal us. Heal us. Confess, we renounce our sins. Lead us, O God, to repentance, to walk in your ways, O God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for your help and your support and your mercy and your guidance. It's time to pray, time to be at God's presence, time for repentance, time to thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your support and your provision and your guidance. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give thanks to God. Glory to you, glory, glory, glory to you, O God. We give you praise. We adore you. We worship you, Jesus. You are great God. Thank you, Lord. As we confess our sins, He is faithful and just. He will forgive us. You purify us from all unrighteousness, Lord. Cleanse us from all foolish things that we have done against you and against your people. In the name of Jesus, hear our prayers. Guide us. Be with us. Strengthen us, O God. Let's come to God. Let's bring to Him our petition. Let's ask Him our needs. Yes, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your help and your support. Lord, answer us as we cry out to you, Lord. Small needs and big needs in His hand. Yes, O God. You know the needs even before we ask it. Sometimes, Lord, we don't know what we need, but you know, you give us, O God. For your Father know what you need before you ask in the name of Jesus. Give us our needs, O God. Sometimes we are asking wrong things. Don't answer the wrong things, O God. Answer the right things, O God. And if we have not uttered the right things, give us what we need in the name of Jesus. Guide us, Lord. Comfort us. Lead us. And be with us, O Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your help and your guidance and your support. We bless you. We magnify you, O God. Let's pray for one another. You know, any brother or sister in troubles, in need, it's time for prayers. The best things we can do, certain time, we want you to pray. Help, help, Lord. Help, please. Please, Lord, heal, provide. Open doors, Lord. You will be the one to help us. Oh God, you guide us. You be with us. You strengthen us in the name of Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you, God. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, your provision. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you give us, you provide for us. Heal, O God. Stop wars. Provide for the poor and needy. Those being squeezed, give them a way out. Relieve them, O God. Lord, you make a way. Answer our prayers. Let's pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Time for prayer. Lord, help, help. Help families. Help every man to lead his family in the fear of yours. Lord, certain time is a very big struggle, but we rely on you, O God. Every family is looking on you, Lord, to help them. There is no help, but only come from you in the name of Jesus. You help your church. You help your people, O God. You help. You help the families who are struggling in financial need, those who are sick person, those who are jobless, O God, those having some issues. Lord, those who have lost their loved one, oh God, you come forth, Lord, you come forth, you help, you provide, let every family shine, let children be obedient to their parents, Lord, touch the children, all our children, let them be obedient to you and to the parents who give them the word of God. Lord, help us. Help your church. Help your people. Pray for your job now. Pray for your boss. Pray for the place that you are working. Thank you, Lord, for our bosses, the places that you assign us to work, get income, get visa, Lord. All the privilege we're receiving, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the privileges that come from you through our jobs and income. Help us, Lord, to cherish these things, and we thank you, Lord. We commit ourselves, I commit myself, Lord, to work hard and good example to other people in my place, and I thank you for my salary and my income, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for all the good things that you give me. Lord, I commit myself, O God, to preach your word, to tell others about you, to speak about you, O God, to be set a good example, to pray for my boss. Pray, Lord, I pray for all the places that my brethren are located. Bless these places. Give them income so they will increase their salaries, O Lord, and they will bless my brothers and my sisters. And we commit ourselves as you bless us, Lord. We bring to you what belongs to you from tithes and offerings and prayers of you. Yes, oh God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I pray for each family to shine, to have worship every day, to read the Bible, to spread your word around them. Oh God, help us to love the community. Help us to love the people. Oh God, lead us, strengthen us, and guide us to love. Oh God, let's pray for the people around us, our neighborhood, our friends, our relatives, our extended families and whoever. Let's pray for them that we can preach the gospel. The people we meet every day, those cleaners, those who are selling water, and whatever people in the market we know, let's pray for all of them. Lord, extend your mercy. Help us to love these people. Help us to remember them in our prayers, oh God. Even the bad one of them, let us remember them, oh God. Lord, fill us with compassion and consideration and concern for others, O God, especially the poor and needy, the orphans, the widows, those whom we know they are in struggle. Help us to extend the arm of help, O God, to be a service provider, O God. We pray, O God, change our attitudes. Repent. Let's repent from our anger, our selfishness, our carelessness. Let's repent of all these things in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, hear our prayers. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Yes, Lord, help us, help us, help us, help us. We pray for the lost to come, that you will go and bring them to you, Lord. We will collect the harvest. You are the Lord of harvest, and we are the laborer in your vineyard, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray for this country, UAE, and where the church extend to other countries through families, through also individual members, through congregation. Let's pray. Let's pray, Lord, bless UAE, bless Oman, bless Kuwait, bless Iraq, bless Syria, bless Armenia, bless Pakistan, Sri Lanka, India, bless Pakistan, bless Philippines, bless America, bless Sierra Leone, bless Malawi, all the places, Lord, that we have a small extension or a few members or even one member. Bless these places for their sake. In the name of Jesus, we cover them by the blood of Jesus. Bless the government that all needed documentations, offices, papers, logistic needs, daily needs will be provided for your people, O God, and we commit ourselves as a church to set good example, to obey the rules, to work hard, to pray for the governors and the people around us. Lord, we pray that you grant us favor in all these places, favor from you and favor from men. Reveal yourself to them, stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus. Do miracles and heal the sick, O God, that they will know that you are the true God and we are your servant. Bless the church, add to us members. Truly, Lord, we cannot do anything without your help. We commit ourselves to be reproducing the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We discipline ourselves to love, to forgive, to humble down, to be gentle, to be kind, to be patient in affliction, persevering, faithful in prayer. Lord, but we ask you to fill us with the Holy Ghost. Give us the spiritual gifts that we need, so that we can operate by your power. Consume us. We surrender our life to you, God. We surrender our will to you, Lord. Oh God, fulfill the vision that you gave to multiply in peace and with implementing the whole will of God. Bless all the ministries of the church. Bless all the families. Bless the children and youth ministry under their parents. Bless each and every Bible study or a prayer. Oh God, even for a few people. Bless the website. Use it for the glory. Bless the church clinic, church schooling, and church banking. Bless all these ministries. Oh God, let your name be magnified. Lord, transform us. Teach us how to care, how to love, how to extend hand at time on those who are in need. Oh God, lead us. Lead us and guide us. Lord, we pray. You anoint the worship today. You anoint the prayers. Anoint the songs. Anoint the giving. Anoint all these instruments. Oh God, Lord, that we want to give you what is due for you from praise, not only by mouth or heart, but heart and life. Not only lips, but action and deed, O God. And we pray, O God, that your will be magnified, your will be done. O Lord, we invite you to be in the middle of us. Anoint us, O God, and at all these instruments. Let your name be glorified, O God. We adore you, Lord. We worship as we come to seek your face. We give you also the praise that due to you. That we will worship you with the fruit of our lips, confessing our sins, renouncing them. We set our life and heart unto you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand. Let us worship the Lord in his holiness.
We are living. ask Thee, O Lord God, that You will receive our body, our soul, our spirit, O Lord God, as a living sacrifice. May it be holy, acceptable to You this day. Lord, we are Your sanctuary. We are Your temple, O Lord God. Send forth Your Holy Spirit in the midst of us, O Lord God. Send forth Your Holy Spirit in our hearts, we pray. O Lord, we thank You that You have given us, O Lord, the power and authority to overcome all things, O Lord God. Whatever state, whatever situation we are in right now, O Lord God, we commit ourselves to worship You. Hallelujah. This is how we overcome. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior. May you continue to search even my thoughts. God, because we are your children. You have redeemed us, O Lord, and you have called us by your name. O Lord, we thank you, Father God. We ask thee again, O Holy Ghost, we ask thee that you will continue to revive our hearts. May you continue to dwell, O Lord, and be in our hearts, in mind, and thoughts, O Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, my Savior. Thank you, O God.
Lord, there is none like you. over them. You are our Lord, you are our Savior, O God. Oh, nothing compares with you, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you and we magnify you. We magnify even the works of your hands in our lives, O Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's continue to worship God by giving what's due to Him from tithes and offering and festivals. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy unto us. Thank you for your help and your support and your guidance.
For bringing us in this place to worship you in the spirit and nature. Thank you for my brothers and sisters, O Lord God, to come in this place, O Lord God, to listen to your word. Lord, we thank you for this tithes and offering. You bless it, Lord God. Bless these tithes and offerings of and first fruit of my brothers and sisters, O Lord, and use it, Lord God, to reach the lost, O God. This is our prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Let us continue praising the Lord through listening His word. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis, our overseer, entitled God's Calling Requirements, Part 46, Serving God and Doing His Will. Let us open our Bible to the book of Romans. Book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 to 8. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measures of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another, having them gift differing according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that sheweth mercy with cheerfulness. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us in this place, Lord, to worship you, Lord God, in spirit and in truth, to worship you in the beauty of your holiness, O Lord God. As we listen to your word, help us, O Lord God, open our hearts and our minds, Lord God. And this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. As we persevere in offering the parts of our bodies to God as living sacrifices, as we endeavor not to conform to the pattern of this world, and as we are willing to be transformed by the renewing of what in our minds of old principles and wrong things, and replace them with God's word, with God's laws and statutes, Then we will be able to know, test, and approve what is the very good will of God. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measures of faith. Here is a call for humility. Every one of us should not think of himself bigger than his size. God wants us to be humble so we can associate with one another as we are in the body of Christ. Humility will lead us to serve one another in the body of Christ. Romans 12, verse 4 to 5. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one another. When we are transformed and in harmony with God and with one another, and already knowing and willing to live the will of God, then the Holy Spirit will fill us and bestow on us spiritual gifts, so that all the parts of our body will be functioning for the glory of God. This is what God had promised. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33. For this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they will be my people. God had promised that he will write his word in the inward parts of our bodies, the brain, the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the tongue, the heart, the arms, the hands, the fingers, the chest, the abdomen, the legs, the feet, the toes, and the rest of the body organs. God will do that when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, giving us the gift of the Spirit, that every part of our bodies will be functioning to achieve and to do the will of God. Every part will know its assignment in the new life that Christ had prepared for us to live. Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 8. Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 8. Having then gift differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. The spiritual gift given by the Holy Spirit for the benefit of the members of the body of Christ, it needs from us to develop them and to use them willingly to serve God. The following is the brief description of this gift. Number one, prophecy. Prophecy declaring the will of God and what God is about to do. Number two, ministering. Ministering, serving others and help them to meet their needs. Number three, teaching. Teaching to precisely describe to the people the scripture and how they will apply them in their lives. Number four, exhorting. Exhorting to encourage the people to lead them, continue to walk in the way of faith and to persevere in that. Number five is giving. Giving to contribute to the needs of others. Number six is rolling. To lead others and help them to reach and achieve the will of God. And number seven, showing mercy. Showing mercy to attend and help those who are in troubles or in crisis. With all these services, the Holy Spirit will help us to achieve that and put in our heart the true love of God that will lead us to achieve and live and interact with the people around us and with one another in accordance to the will of God. The Holy Spirit will be with us and make us service providers. Open our Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 9 to 21. Romans, chapter 12, verses 9 to 21. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affection one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another, mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you. Live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. What are the things that we can learn about love? Romans 12:9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Love should be sincere, pure, with no hypocrisy. We need to check our motives. We are called and supposed to be service providers. Every one of us should ask himself, what for he is doing for these things? Is he doing that for God? For the benefit of others, or for his own benefit. Love should hate what is evil and keep what is good. Open your Bible to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 21 and 22. Through all things, hold fast and which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Pure love is when we decided to hate the evil deeds and conserving what is good. Pure love when we decided to hate worldliness, parties, immoralities, wasting money, gossips, lack of commitments, unforgiveness, anger, and the rest of the evil deeds, and start to do what is good. The life that we had experienced in Christ as a church had led us to discover a lot of truth, the secret of God and His will. Moreover, we have been taught to stand firm and preserve all the truth that we had been taught and discovered. We have learned to expel and put certain things away. Scriptures teach us to hate what is evil and do only good. Scriptures teach us to hate not only the fleshy things, but hate even our clothing which is stained by our corrupted flesh. Jude chapter 1 verse 23. Jude chapter 1 verse 23, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. This is a true love when we stand for the truth, not to compromise, not to show respect for a person, but to fear God and to hate evil, and this is love. We are taught to use our finances carefully, to avoid debt, and this is love. We are taught to be careful about how to dress, to avoid exposing our body parts, and this is love. We are taught to be careful about eating habits, to spend wisely cooking at home and avoid eating in restaurant and wasting money, and this is love. Hold on to the good and avoid every kind of evil, and this is love. Be kindly affection one to another with brotherly love, in honor preparing one another. Again, here we need to check our motive. Are we doing that? Are we doing what we are doing to satisfy our selfish or for the good of others? Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Open your Bibles to the book of Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. If we are in the center of God's will, our love is impure and selfish. We need to forfeit our privileges in order to honor God. We need to forfeit our privileges in order to do it. We do nothing out of selfishness and vain conceit, but to do it unto God for other people's benefits. We need to esteem others better than ourselves, and we show that by helping them to meet their needs. Romans 12:11. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. We need to overcome our tiredness and serve God with zeal and enthusiasm. We need to put aside our laziness and be willing to work hard, to be willing to persevere, to be of service to God, and He will strengthen us so that we can do everything cheerfully, patiently, and precisely. Romans 12:12. Romans 12:12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Certain times, we are taken through some painful procedures because we had been crooked and did wrong in the past. For example, Abraham. Abraham made wrong choices listening to his wife to marry Hagar. This led him to a lot of problems. God had to cut Hagar and Ishmael from his life. It was a very painful procedure, but he had to go through it. God works through a very painful procedure, especially when it comes to our emotions. We put ourselves in the past in wrong scenarios. Therefore, today we had to go through these painful procedures. We need to be joyful with hope, keeping a smile, trusting God that He will be the one to take us out of it. Mountains will be climbed and trials will be passed through faithfulness in prayer and in waiting upon God to make a way and get us out of it. Romans 12:13, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Through all these painful procedures, we still need to be service providers to the saints. In spite of all suffering, we are called to be a blessing to other saints who are following Christ with us. Romans 12:14, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. It is not our job to curse or fight the people who hate us. But we need to stand firm and endure. We are called to protect ourselves but not to revenge. We need to do what is required from us, and we should not do the things that God has told us to do. We don't have the time for cursing and revenging. If we do that, then we are running out of time. Romans 12:14, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Bless those who hate you and curse you in declaring to them God's word and God's will in full. Romans 12:15. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. We need to rejoice with the people when they are rewarded and support them in times of need. We should not be envious or jealous with those who are rewarded by God, but let us follow their example and do what is good in the eye of God. Romans 12:16. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own concept. We need to be of the same mind with one another. Having different minds, we cannot be in harmony. We need to have the mind of Christ. Lot and Abraham separated because they were not of one mind. When it says mind not high things, is to mind not worldly things and things and thought against God. Our minds must be transparent and consistent with God's word and instruction. Sometimes people come with their own plans that contain high things because of pride and conceit. Pride blinds our eyes. That is why we search scripture for God's direction. Those who are not in harmony with God's word, they will certainly mislead us. Then we need to avoid them. Our consistency with God's word and with God's laws will protect us and take away from us harmful and worldly people. Romans 12:17. Romans 12:17, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. We must not waste time revenging from those who hurt us. We need to use our time to do God's will. The principles that we learn from God's word, we need to live as we need to practice. We need to explain these principles and expound them to others so they will know our stand to get encouraged to follow our example. Romans 12:18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. It is painstaking to live in harmony and peace. We need to do it tactfully. According to Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 21, Apostle Paul said, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. We take pain to do God's will. We do honest things not only in the sight of God, but also men. We take what is required by God and leave everything else. Romans 12:19-20. Romans chapter 12, verses 19 to 20. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Do not take revenge. God will punish the wicked. We need to take care of other things. The enemy, people who hate God and who persecute us. We should not be revenge of them, but we should be given them the gospel. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. We need to spend in reaching new people the time, finances, effort, money, and food. We may feed them and give them something to drink. People those days used to share the fire in times of cold. There was no match, but they will carry the burning coal to their houses to light the fire by a bezel they carry on their heads. In the same way, by giving them the gospel to those who hate God and hate us, we are providing them with initiative to live a better and everlasting life. My dear and beloved, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. We overcome evil with God in doing God's service. The devil will try its best to tempt us, to shift us away from doing the things of God, but the Holy Spirit is our guide. The fire of the Holy Spirit is The fire of the Holy Spirit in us is to push us to move forward in our walk. We rebuke all the work of devil in the name of Jesus. Amen. My prayer, Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, I thank you for your word that teaches me more of your ways. Lord, I repent from the following sins. Let us repent from our sins. Let us repent from our sins. My life to you. I am willing to abide with the principles that I learn from this message. I commit my life to serve you, to be honest and faithful to the end, and serving you away from revenge and fighting evil with good. Lord, teach me more of your ways as I am going forward in my service to you. Lord, make me a service provider and blessing to others. Lead me to evangelize to new people and bring them to you. Sustain me with good health and strengthen me and provide for my needs. Lord, bless us and enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.